Now the circle was drawing tight. Klitsch stood outside it, his blue eyes shining triumphantly in the torchlight.
Well, well, what have we here? Three bold warriors sent by the Badger. No doubt you'd be wanting to fight. Sorry to disappoint you there.
Oxeye hefted his spear, chuckling with anticipation.
Don't fret, Lady Buck. We won't disappoint you. Come on now, step up and taste some cold steel from Salamandastron. Or haven't you got the nerve for it, you slimy little weasel?
Klitsch had been stalling for time, but now he saw his soldiers had found the rope ends poking up out of the sand. He gave the signal.
Now!
They tugged hard, and the net was unearthed from just beneath the sand. With a yell, they charged inward. The three hares fought to keep their balance as the heavy, twisted fibers of the net appeared through the sand beneath their paws. In the confusion that followed, Sapwood yelled to Oxeye.
We're trapped. See if he can get Penny away from here.
Oxeye dropped his spear, knocking the javelin from Pennybright's paws as the sergeant lashed out all round at the yelling mob that scrambled forward holding the net high. Exerting his great strength, Big Oxeye grabbed Pennybright and lifted her bodily over his head. Jumping high, he hurled her over the heads of the vermin and the closing net.
Run for home, girl! You lady!
Sapwood went down under the weight of creatures who piled in, throwing the coils over him and Oxeye. Seconds later, they were clubbed senseless and wrapped in the snares of the fiber mesh. Pennybright hit the sand in a stumbling run. A stoat managed to grab her, but she bit his paw to the bone, and he let go with a squeal of pain. The young hare righted herself and ran flat out for the mountain, the breath sobbing in her throat as she thought of her two friends lying trapped. Glancing over her shoulder, she saw Klitsch and Dragtail speeding after her. Sand flew beneath her paws. Three stoats were racing madly, trying to cut her off before she could reach the mountain. An arrow whizzed by Pennybright's head, and Dragtail was notching another shaft on his bowstring. She swerved, ducking left and right. An arrow hummed viciously by, clipping her ear as she went. The mountain loomed large as Pennybright yelled with the last of her lung power. One of the stoats screeched as he went down with a javelin sticking out of him like a flagpole. Bart Thistledown, Moonpaw, and Earthstripe came bounding out of the main entrance. Bart unslung his bow and fitted an arrow as he ran. Loosing off the shaft, he sent another stoat limping off with an arrowhead lodged in his paw. The remaining stoat turned tail and ran off as Earthstripe grabbed Pennybright and swung her up over his shoulder. Klitsch and Dragtail had stopped running. Their quarry had escaped. The young weasel hurled a stone at Earthstripe's back as the Badger Lord turned to go inside the mountain. It missed and bounced harmlessly off the rocks. He stood paws on hip, shouting,
"Be sure to watch the shore tomorrow, Earthstripe. See what I'm going to do with your pet bunnies."
Earthstripe put his shoulder against the boulder and heaved it back into place. Bart Thistledown poured a small beaker of water from their meager supply and made Pennybright drink it slowly.
Don't fret, Penny, old girl. Losing a battle doesn't mean we've lost the war.
Ferrago watched as Klitsch directed his soldiers to drive stakes deep into the sand. Keeping his voice casual, the assassin addressed his son.
Forgrin and Raptail are both dead. Your little plan failed.
Klitsch picked up a mallet and gave one of the stakes a knock.
Yes? And what plan was that, old one?
Ferrago seized Klitsch's paw, holding the mallet still.
The plan to kill me. I killed Forgrin and Raptail.
Very clever, I'm sure.
Klitsch wrenched his paw away and went on hammering at the stake.
But I know nothing of any plan to kill you. My plan was to take hostages, and I've done that. If I'd planned to kill you, I wouldn't have failed at that either. Out of my way, old weasel.
Big Oxeye peered through the net holes at Klitsch and his soldiers driving stakes into the sand.
What I wouldn't give for 2 minutes alone with that evil little brat.
We fell for that one, Ox.
Sapwood rubbed his head ruefully.
I wonder what they're cooking up for us.
A ferret jabbed a spear butt at him, laughing nastily.
Wouldn't you like to know? Well, you have a nice sleep, and you'll find out tomorrow.